The influencer man speaks. Culture has profound effects on gender-related behavior, values, identity, roles, and how these are regarded in various social contexts. Culture governs the socialization of children, the tasks children are taught, the roles adult men and women adopt, and the expectations that govern women's and men's attitudes and behavior. Ruth Wineclaw. The God of the Bible speaks through his servant Moses. Now this is the commandment, the statutes and the rules that the Lord your God commanded me to teach you, that you may do them in the land to which you are going over to possess it, that you may fear the Lord your God, you and your son's son, by keeping all of his statutes and his commandments which I command you all the days of your life, and that your days may be long. Hear therefore, O Israel, and be careful to do them, that it may go well with you, and that you may multiply greatly, as the Lord, the God of your fathers, has promised, and in the land flowing with milk and honey. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your might. And these words that I command you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. Deuteronomy 6:1-9. You must choose whom you will follow, the Lord or man. Psalm 33:3-4, for the word of the Lord is upright, and all his work is trustworthy. The Lord loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of his loving devotion. Upright is being with moral integrity, being honest and trustworthy with adherence to God's laws, being obedient. Righteousness is a quality of moral uprightness, its purity aligning with the will of God, and this can only be obtained through faith, a life-changing gift that God inwardly changes the heart, thereby transforming the person. It is a Hebrew term, yashar, that means both physically and morally having a life pleasing to God, walking a straight path. There is only one path that leads to righteousness, and that can only be seen by those walking in his light. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There came a man who was sent from God. His name was John, and he came as a witness to testify about the light, so that through him everyone might believe. John 1:5-7. You are now that light. We are now that light. And the leveling of our path comes through our heart. The valleys are lifted up and the mountains are made low. Though these are the transformations that arise from hearing the truth, acknowledging the truth, and believing that anything is possible with the Lord. In Psalm 33:8-9, let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the people of the world revere him, for he spoke, and it came to be. He commanded, and it stood firm. This leaves no question of his power and his authority. Remember in Genesis 1:3, and God said, let there be light, and there was light? I believe enough said. A sinner who has been saved should not quiver with fear when asked by the Lord to step up and step out to speak for and defend the weak and the oppressed. Our lives should now be full of thanksgiving and praise, and filled with the burden of those yet held captive in this world, especially our children. These things spoken of being upright and righteous are to be an awakening to our soul, a stirring of it to listen for the Holy Spirit to speak and to guide us. Because out of our comfort zones and into the fire we are refined, and we see more clearly the war that rages around us, spilling out of the spiritual realm. And from the victories we find ourselves being filled more and more with an unspeakable joy. Praise God! He brought me through another battle that had sought to claim me. But he is my refuge, my fortress, my shield, and my strength. And this we must teach to our children. Psalm 33:12, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people he has chosen as his inheritance. Israel was chosen in the physical realm, but because of her rebellion, she will not know salvation until the time of Jacob's trouble, when in her despair she will see him, Jesus, and she will run into his arms for his protection and deliverance. We, the church, We are grafted into the vine, and Jesus is the vine. And we are now a part of Israel, her spiritual side. And as such, we are part of the kingdom of God, a nation God has raised up for himself, a kingdom of priests, those who will lovingly serve him. But for now, as sons and daughters, we must alongside our Lord go into the belly of the beast and fight to bring out of that place of darkness our children. And we bring children that we may not get to see face to face, but who are a part of our community, our state, our nation, from which there has risen up an army of darkness that desires to kill, to maim, to destroy what God has said was very good by turning them away from any hope of salvation, of reconciliation and eternal life. Proverbs 31:8, speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves, for the rights of all who are destitute. Remember that being destitute does not only speak of monetary value, but of spiritually being without hope. I came across an article, and I would encourage you to read it, at missionamerica.com. Read for yourself the article entitled School Corruption and Propaganda Calendar 2025-26. And read the articles that are mentioned as reference and the information for the background to that article, and share them with someone who uses the public school. The article asks, are you sick of your children being subjected to incessant, inaccurate, and dangerous messages, enlisting their support for, or worse, their involvement in, homosexuality or gender deviance? And often now, this indoctrination will be interwoven with racism lessons, as if sexual immorality is similar. Many schools allow or even celebrate these reckless, inaccurate messages on certain days and weeks during the academic calendar. There are currently 13 listings for events and observations on the calendar that will coincide with the current flow of the waters that make up what was once a stream of ideals, but having now converged into a river of deception. The following are a handful that I verified as to their being on the national calendar. You know, that list that gives recognition to every little thing. It has listed these days for national observance, and for this reason, many will be observed by children within our public school system. In September, Bisexual Awareness Week. In October, Coming Out Day. In November, Transgender Day of Remembrance. The whole month of February will be Black History Month, and the focus is usually racially based through BLM. In March, Transgender Day of Visibility. In May, Harvey Milk Day. In June, the entire month of June, LGBTQ Pride Month. The organizations that promote and fund the studies that continually report the increase across the board in all these ideologies do not admit to us that we are several generations deep in this, and with the increase in teaching these ways to the children, they are actually influencing the unnatural for the natural. They are trying to create what was never meant to be created and cannot be made by them. Christian, you will either believe all of what God said or you will believe none of what he said, because it's not possible to walk with the Lord, to obey his commands, to fulfill the purpose he has for you by picking and choosing from his word those comforts that will make the choices that you make acceptable. I have a question for you. What is the truth? It's an all too common question today. Well, the truth is not a question of what, but of whom. Truth, the Son. The name of the Son of God is also the name of the Son of Man, Jesus Christ, who said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. These are not descriptors of him, but they are who he is, and there is no outside summation or man-made justification that will change who he is. So accept his word, accept his salvation, accept the refining he has for you, accept his calling to come and follow him, and give all of yourself to him, all of yourself. And accept the hard stands that you will be called to make. I encourage you to make note of the days mentioned in the article for yourself, of the need of these specific days for true believers to come together and intentionally be in prayer, to pray against the forces of evil and for the Lord's protection to cover the hearts and the minds of those at the mercy of this wickedness. Let us turn over the table that our children are being set upon and stop the enemy's consumption of them. You see, the best way to win this war, to reclaim these souls, is on our knees. And let us pray that when Jesus returns, that is where he will find us, crying out to him for the salvation of those yet in captivity of our enemy, the devil. and ask yourself, when Jesus returns, will he find me cowering in a corner or will he find me on the battlefield? You see, the life that we live today, it is because of Christ living in us. What did he fear? Who did he fear? Well, it was not what man would do to him, nor could he be distracted by the temptation of the devil. And so what will you say to him when you stand before him and he asks you why you chose to sit this one out? You see, there'll be no answers to draw from. Your faith will have said it all already. It's time. It's time to overcome evil with good.